With us now, the head coach of the Lewiston Altura Cardinals, it's Brent Olson. Coach, how's it going today?
Hey, Luke, it's great to be here. Looks a little cloudy out today, but it looks like another warm day here for some high school football this afternoon and Gophers Act homecoming game today. So, just another great day.
Yeah, October, one of my favorite times of year. Obviously, high school football, college football, the NFL are in full swing. You got postseason baseball around the corner. Weather turns into that long sleeve hoodie weather. Doesn't get much better than this, right?
No, exactly. I really like it when the weather changes. I'm not much for the real hot weather in the summer, and it's kind of, I always like this fall and spring where the weather's kind of changing and it's a little bit cooler and kind of more refreshing out there.
Absolutely. I feel the exact same way. Obviously a great time of year. You guys fall to a tough Dover Yota team last night, Coach. 48-12, the final score at home. Coach, overall, you can take us through the game and your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I'd like to congratulate Coach Hauswald on a very well-played game. He's got some really good athletes. We knew going into the game that they had some real big linemen up front, real strong physical kids, and they have some tremendous speed in the back end, and that seems to be the common theme of everybody we've played so far this year. They're really big and strong up front, and they got some really good speed on the outside in the backfield, so makes for a tough combination week in and week out when we're not quite as big physically this year as we've been in the past and not quite as fast as we've been in the past. So, you know, it makes it difficult. But we started the game last night. We got the ball and unfortunately fumbled, I think, on the second or third play. We did our double handoff exchange and allowed some penetration, which has kind of been the theme for us offensively. It's caused so many problems. We allow so many defenders to get into the backfield that we have a tough time getting any momentum going, and we fumbled and Dover recovered, and I think it was through on about our 30 or 5-yard line, and they threw a touchdown pass right away over the top, one play, Levi Williams to Swee for the touchdown. That extra point kick was good to make it 7-0. Then that Dover came back, we punted, or we're going to punt, and we snapped it over the punter's head. We did that twice last week too, and then they ran in just a very short drive from 4 yards out, and Leonard scored. The extra point by him was good to make it 14-0. They came back and scored a minute later. I think on that kickoff we dropped the kickoff and they recovered, and so then they ran it in from 10 yards out to make it 21-0. We had a nice, actually put together a little bit of a drive. We had one long run by Cage Ketter down to about the 1 yard line. And then Adam Camp, the quarterback, we did a sneak, ran it in from 1 yard out. Extra point was no good to make it 21-6. Dover came back a couple minutes later, another touchdown run by Leonards from 2 yards out to make it 28-6. We got a drive again. We couldn't really muster much offense in the first half, a little bit here and there, but nothing consistent. And then Leonard's hit another, his third touchdown run of the game, I believe it was, from 56 yards out to make it 35-6. And then we tried to run out the clock, or we were more driving and tried to leave him with no time left. And we gave him the ball back with like 30 seconds and one timeout, and they completed two passes. The second one was a 69-yard touchdown from Williams to Swee again to make it 41-6. The extra point that time was just wide right, so it's 41-6 at half. Second half, we went to running clock the entire half simply because we had lost a couple more. Both of our starting guards last night went down during the game, which that's the second time that's happened to us this year. The first time, both of them were lost for the season, the two seniors, and last night we had two juniors there. And I don't know if they're season enders, but they are. They were out the second half last night, and possibly next week as well. We'll have to see how the weekend treats them. So we had to put another freshman and junior out there, and then a freshman after a little bit. So we had two freshman guards on the field. But we were able to score with 2 minutes left in the third. Carter Cady was able to run in from 3 yards out to make it 41-12. And then at the end of the game, you know, we had both teams had their young guys out there. Most of our young guys are out there anyway, but Dover had their JV out there, and they were able to drive down and score with like three minutes left. Jacob Cornell ran in some 4 yards out to make the final score, then 48-12. Looking at the total offense that we have here, Dover ran, they only had 35 plays and we ran 49, but they averaged about 10 yards a play. They averaged, they got 338 yards and we only averaged about 3.5 a play and got 168. Dover's passing game, we didn't get a lot of pressure, but they were able to get rid of the ball quickly anyway and completed 5 of 6 passes for 178 yards and 2 scores. We were 4 of 10. We have not been able to protect long enough to throw over the top, and then we're just don't have the speed on the edges to get past people on the outside. So we completed 4 of 10 passes for only 16 yards last night. Rushing yards were about even. They had 29 for 160, and we had 39 for 152. So, you know, in that regards, we're fairly even. We did lose 3 fumbles last night, which we said that's one thing we can't do is turn the ball over. And we've been, that's probably been our most consistent thing this year. So we have done a decent job of not turning the ball over very much, but we also don't force a lot of turnovers. We did get 2 last night. So I think that makes us even for the year where we've turned it over as many times as we have forced turnovers. So that's one thing that we do have to win to be successful is that turnover battle. And last night we were not able to do that. Looking at the individual numbers, Adam Campbell was the quarterback that threw the ball 4 of 10 for 16 yards last night. Cage Ketter was our leading rusher. He had 14 for 124 yards, so we had a pretty good game there. I think he had a 70-yarder, which kind of skews the average a little bit. Carter Cady, 2 carries for 22 yards with that touchdown. Noah Schrader, a freshman, got out there with 6 carries for 15 yards. Eli Jensen, 2 for 7. Adam Campa had that 1 for 1 yard. And then Will Kredermacher had 14 carries only for about 12 yards. So they were real physical. Will's one that runs the ball in the interior between the tackles. And they were Dover with those the size they had on the interior. We had a couple plays where he was able to get into the open field. But for the most part, they pretty much shut down the inside run game. And like I said, they had some speed on the edges. So we were able to hit the edges a few times with our sweep, get the edges sealed. But they were also able to kind of close that down in the second half and or at you know at different points. So it was kind of feast or famine for us on the edges there with our sweep play. But like I said, we lost a couple more kids last night to injury. So we're hoping we can get them back this week to kind of recover and get ready for a big game up in Triton there on the turf next Friday night.
Like you mentioned, you got the Cobras next week, Coach. What do you expect to see from them?
Well, they have a new new head coach up there. I think Coach Neseth came from USC, I think is where he was at in the past. So we weren't sure if they would change what they do and run something different on offense and defense. But from what I saw, I just watched just a little bit of their film before the – it looks like they are pretty much the same Triton team that we've seen since Coach Henderson was there a few years back and still running that to flex bone offense with some option mixed in. So our guys are going to have to be very sound, be very disciplined, do their jobs. And the one tough thing about the option is it makes you tackle in space one-on-one. And we've struggled with that a little bit this year, but we're going to have to take another big step forward. And like we told our young guys that are on the field this year, you're kind of getting a trial by fire this year. You're getting baptized on the varsity field and they're going to have to take another step forward here and learn and improve. And hopefully we can get better in multi, a lot of areas of the game this week and just keep improving. That's what we keep telling our guys, just keep getting better, keep getting better. And it's really tough to compete in our district when you're going up against guys twice as big and twice as many of them as we have. But we've been happy with our guys. I've kept working and keep getting better week in and week out.
Brent Olson with us, the head coach of the Lewiston Altura Cardinals. They fell last night to Dover Yoda, 48-12. They take on Triton next week on the road. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
All right. Thanks, Luke.